You're listening to Real World News.
Japan announced at the Cancun climate talks that the country will abandon the Kyoto Protocol, the only treaty that forces northern countries to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. Social organizations following the UN conference considered Japan's announcement a threat to the process of negotiations. Japan's move to drop out of the Kyoto Treaty shows a severe lack of recognition of its own historical and moral responsibility, said Yuri Onodera, member of Friends of the Earth Japan. With this position, Japan isolates itself from the rest of the world. Even worse, this step undermines the ongoing talks and is a serious threat to the progress needed here in Cancun, regretted the activist, according to a press release by Friends of the Earth International. Japan was very strong and stated that it will not join the next phase of the Kyoto Protocol 2013 to 2017 in any circumstances, a position confirmed by the Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan in Tokyo. In an interview with Real World Radio, Yuri Onodera said that Japan needs to realize that the survival of the world is at stake. He explained that the concern of the Asian countries to eventually lose their competitiveness by limiting their industries to cut emissions. Canada and Russia have also given clear signs of rejection to the Kyoto Protocol, but their positions are not expected to be as negative as those of Japan at this COP. Onodera said that developing countries should take this opportunity to pressure in favor of a second commitment period. The member of Friends of the Earth Japan expects that this COP agrees on the continuity of the protocol and highlighted the need for developed countries to commit to strong emission reductions. However, Onodera recognized that industrialized countries, especially those which are not part of the European Union, are reluctant to accept significant emission cuts if the U.S. and big developing countries, such as China, India, and Brazil, do not also commit to similar levels of reductions. The U.S. is the only country that never ratified the Kyoto Protocol. According to Onodera, there could be some kind of agreement in Cancun with reference to North-South technology transfer for a more sustainable development of developing countries. It is also possible that an agreement will be reached on the establishment of a climate finance mechanism. Issues related to the intellectual property rights of these technologies are also on the table. The civil society is paying close attention to the negotiations in terms of the agreements that could be reached on these issues. Several organizations reject the carbon market, the RED mechanism, and the involvement of the World Bank in climate finance.
Real World Radio is interviewing Yuri Onodera. He's a member of Friends of the Earth Japan, and he's here in Cancun taking part of the activities and the negotiations of the UN COP on climate change. Yuri, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yuri, tell us a bit about what is your work here in Cancun following the negotiations of the United Nations on climate change.
Yes, I follow these negotiations for years, and in here in Cancun, in particular focus is the need to have agreed on how to proceed after the disastrous outcome or non-outcome in Copenhagen. Therefore, my focus is to look into the politics of the negotiation and also understand what will be the outcome of this conference and what would affect, especially for developing countries, on the impact of this negotiation.
And what are your expectations, Yuri? What do you think that really could be happening at the end of this COP?
This COP must agree on to continue the Kyoto Protocol, the developed country commitment for the deeper cuts. And that is a very, very critical issue, and especially for developing countries, to see the developed country continue to commit to their emissions to cut. And that is a first prerequisite. However, the developed countries, especially non-European Union countries, they are reluctant to do so unless United States, who are opted out of this treaty, and also the developing countries, large emitters, join to the same level of the commitments, namely my country, Japan, Russia, and Canada, demanding and prolonging the negotiation on the Kyoto Protocol renewal in the last 3 years. and at this point of time, it is really the last moment to they all country agree that developed countries continue to commit their emission cuts under the Kyoto Protocol.
Yuri, what are your thoughts about the Japan's rejection yesterday of the Kyoto Protocol? They said, we absolutely don't want to follow with this Kyoto Protocol. What are your main thoughts about it?
Well, in day one, first day, the delegation announced that they are not going to join to the Kyoto Protocol, nor reject war and also reject to extend the Kyoto Protocol. So what that means in actual negotiation is not yet unclear. However, the next week when the talks heat up, and Japan would be the only country who are going to stand against the will of the rest of the world, given the fact that even the other country opponents to Kyoto Protocol, like Canada and the Russians, are start distancing themselves from my country. Sadly, it's my country. So that we do best to change the course of Japan's position toward the end of the conference without agreeing on the Kyoto Protocol, Kyoto Treaty, to be the next phase of the commitment of developed countries who are responsible with the overwhelming majority of the climate change impact happening now, floods in Pakistan, floods in Colombia, etc. Without that show of responsibility on the developed country side, this negotiation would collapse. And then what left over would be the regional small bilateral talks or G8 or the American-led another process, which is the most of the benefit for developing countries, especially small countries. It is would be very, very bad. So that's the point of the situation, and really, I'm working with other NGOs to reverse the Japanese positions, which we succeeded in the past. In 2001, when United States withdrew from the Kyoto Protocol, Japan stick to the together with European Union and the developing countries. Japan's intention or the excuse is mainly about economic competitiveness that with China and the USA. With the USA, situation hasn't changed since 2001. In terms of the Chinese competitiveness with Chinese, this is a way bigger than a single country's economic interest. And Japan has to realize it is as such as the survival of the world is at stake. At the moment, it's unfortunately lacking. Japanese government is lacking the sense of urgency as well as understanding of the dynamics of this process. They are bogged down with domestic politics right now. The ruling party is in trouble. Economy is in trouble. So that's the lowered their consideration on global warming issues. So we have to get their attention back as the world is watching.
Yuri, we know that the United States never ratified the Kyoto Protocol. And you mentioned now, besides Japan, that Russia has also said they wouldn't want to go on with the Kyoto Protocol. But my question is, do you think that Japan has been the country which was put forward, but behind Japan are there lots of other countries which also don't want to follow with the Kyoto Protocol? What do you think is the real situation on this?
Well, that's why it is important to show strong reactions to the Japan's renegade action. Already Russia and Canada, as I mentioned, started to backpedal a little. Russia is hearing is possibly show more flexibility at the end of this conference. So it is also an opportunity for developing countries. If Japan single-handedly break the developing countries, then the other developed countries are watching. Okay, if Japan alone can do this by just saying no for what developing countries are demanding, then we can do this, we can do that. So that for developing countries to stand together and very show strong rejection on Japan's position, that would be the only and best way to change the Japan's course in this short time of the conference, 2 weeks.
Okay, Yuri, just to finish, I haven't heard much here about the technology transfer issue on these negotiations. What has happened on this subject, and what do you think that could be happening in the next days?
The technology transfer and the financial mechanism for developing countries' support are likely have some sort of agreement reached in this conference, expected to be one of the selling point. The Mexican government has been championing their proposal of Global Green Fund for last couple of years at least. So it is the very important subject for the COP president. In terms of technology, they already agreed or near agreeing on set up a panel which going to guide the developed and developing countries' technology transfer and also the technology sharing between developing countries too. The issue that would be most contentious until the last moment of this negotiation would be how to deal or not deal with intellectual property rights held by the corporations based in the northern countries. So that issue need to be addressed, that there should be a special arrangement for the technology relating to, say, agriculture, energy, transport, so that developing countries are not being forced to pay for those corporations from out of the money that developed countries should be obliged to provide to developing countries. But let's see how the negotiation goes, and NGOs are working strongly on this issue too.
Okay, Yuri Onodera from Friends of the Earth Japan, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Great.
You're listening to Real World News.